Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some pretty fascinating news to kick us off today. It looks like Meta has quietly pulled the plug on facial recognition in its Meta AI companion app for those Ray-Ban smart glasses. This all came to light after a Wired investigation really shone a light on what the feature was actually doing.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's a significant move. The app, which basically acts as the digital brain for those glasses, actually contained modules designed to scan and identify people in real time. It was transmitting that biometric data straight back to Meta.
Right, and here's the interesting part. Within just days of that report coming out, Meta stripped the code out in a routine software update. But they didn't say a word about it publicly. So we're left wondering, did they permanently scrap it, or is it just on a temporary pause?
That silence is telling. It really underscores a fundamental shift happening in wearable technology. You have to remember, unlike our smartphones, which we deliberately pick up to take a picture, smart glasses are worn continuously throughout the day.
Exactly. It completely changes the dynamic. What used to be a deliberate act of photography is now just passive, constant scanning. And when you layer facial recognition on top of that, it raises some pretty serious privacy and legal red flags.
Absolutely. Biometric data is incredibly sensitive. In the wrong hands or without proper safeguards, it enables non-consensual identification, continuous movement tracking, and even detailed behavioral profiling.
It's a lot to unpack, and privacy experts are sounding the alarm. They're warning that baking this kind of surveillance into everyday consumer wearables could completely normalize it. Not to mention, it's a ticking time bomb for regulations like GDPR and the CCPA, and it could severely damage public trust.
And that brings us back to Meta's quiet exit. This actually reflects a pretty familiar pattern in the tech industry. We've seen it before with automatic photo tagging and overly aggressive ad targeting.
Oh, for sure. Companies will often roll back controversial AI features once they feel the heat from regulators or consumer backlash. But I'm curious what you think about their choice to stay completely silent about it.
In this context, silence is usually a strategic pause. It allows them to avoid further scrutiny, test whether the public outcry will fade, and quietly recalibrate the feature before potentially rolling it out again. Meta is clearly weighing the reputational risk against its bigger ambition to build a deeply integrated AI ecosystem.
It really is a critical case study for the whole wearable AI industry, isn't it? As generative AI expands into glasses, headphones, and even smart rings, the line between helpful assistance and intrusive monitoring is getting blurrier by the day.
It is. And consumers are waking up to it. People are increasingly aware of how their data is being collected, and they're demanding transparency, real control, and clear ethical boundaries.
I think that's going to dictate the market. Features that actually enhance convenience without compromising privacy will be the ones that catch on. Anything too invasive is just going to face rapid rejection.
Agreed. Plus, regulators worldwide are already drafting much stricter rules for biometric data and AI deployment. This is going to push companies toward proactive compliance rather than just scrambling for reactive fixes after the fact.
Ultimately, Meta's quiet rollback really highlights a broader reality we can't ignore. As AI becomes woven into the fabric of our everyday wearables, privacy, consent, and ethical design have to remain at the very center of development.
Without industry-wide standards, we're just going to keep operating in these regulatory gray areas, leaving everyday users to navigate the risks on their own.
Exactly. The debate sparked by this feature is going to shape wearable AI development for years to come. It's going to force developers, policymakers, and all of us as consumers to find that delicate balance between technological innovation and our fundamental right to just move through public spaces without being constantly tracked.
Well said. It's going to be a fascinating and necessary conversation to watch unfold.